Good morning, wonderful people. Great Biafran friends, wherever you are. Upon the face of this very planet, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live AM presentation from here in New York City in the United States of America on this very glorious day, the 15th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately, we are being told, 16 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land. It is 16 minutes past 2 a.m. here in the morning. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We do apologize for our slightly late coming because we had to recalibrate our system to make it safe from the people always attacking us, because what they do is, once the time approaches for Radio Biafra Live presentation, they start attacking us. So what we do at that time, to make sure we bring you safe, uninterrupted, reliable broadcast, is to recalibrate all our systems to throw the enemies aside. So please do bear with us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, we welcome you. And as always, we cannot fail to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, wherever you are, that this is your platform, this is your radio station, which you support, and this is Radio Biafra. It is the only thing that people all over the world own together. Radio Biafra is the only institution owned by all Biafrans around the world. That is the only remaining thing owned by the only public service broadcaster, the only people that can come out and tell you something and do exactly that same thing. That is why we are here. That is why we are relentless. That is why we shall continue until Biafra comes and beyond. Our work is very, very difficult. I do not kid myself about that. Nobody is under any illusion as to how difficult this very noble task is, but it is something that we have dedicated ourselves to and something we must accomplish in our own time. That is why it's called a struggle. If it's not difficult, it will not be called a struggle. What is important is that we remain very, very determined, very, very resolute, because that is the only way forward. After all, Biafra is the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Therefore, we must reapply, we must rededicate, we must refocus ourselves. We must do everything that it takes to ensure the coming of this very noble country in truth and honesty, the reintroduction of it. We are hoping today, later on today, as we say, because it is very, very early in the morning here. It is past 2 a.m. We are hoping later on that our normal 7 p.m., which will be 2 p.m. broadcast, will be able to come from the residence of our own venerable, our own revered and respected Professor Innocent Odenigbo. I did not just want to speak to him. I want to see him. I don't want to tempt fate. That is why we will be able to see him later on today. And I cannot wait. I am so excited. It is unbelievable. At the size of being in the same place with Professor Innocent Odenigbo, any other person in my position or likely to be in the position of those accompanying me will be able to understand the level of excitement which I feel. Therefore, wherever you are, it is my responsibility, my duty, my honor to welcome each and every one of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you regardless of where you are domiciled across the entire 24 time zones of the world, that this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines remains the same line through which we came to you via yesterday. We are also coming to you today as well. Anytime the eminent barrister feels it necessary, I wasn't with him yesterday, he should be able to come to us via my own private line, should he wish to do so, anytime he gets up. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, please, please, please ensure that you do what is right. Inform those around you. Let them understand that Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. Let them know that Radio Biafra comes ceaselessly Every blessed day, morning and evening, it doesn't matter that we've had less than 3 hours of sleep. That is irrelevant. That is inconsequential because we went away. Our people here took us to a brother's house for dinner yesterday where we were discussing Biafra, trying to get the very elite class of people who are here, the medical doctors, the architects, those of them in the professional service to be partakers of this very noble effort. And our brother, who was a medical doctor, was convinced and will do all he can to ensure that Biafra is firmly entrenched in New York. Most of them, as you must have known, including our sister, they live in the upstate. These are people who are well-to-do. These are people who are very comfortable, I must tell you. We are asking them to do all they can to ensure the coming of their own country, because I know that Americans will push us out when the time comes. You know the way they do things. Everything here is oversized, including even the trousers. So that is why they will use everything about them which is oversized, including their ego, to drive us away. If they are going to do that in the future, we might as well get them involved now, so that when they push us away, at least we will say, yes, they participated when we were suffering. That is why it is necessary that we must continue our effort to mobilize. We must continue our effort to get our people together, to understand, to appreciate what it means to be a Biafran and to participate in the process of doing so. Our number, once again, should you wish to contact us, to make your views known, to give us the benefit of your opinion, to interact with us live and direct on air here in New York City, the number to call is +1 347 257 2894. I repeat, 01 347 257 2894. This is very, very necessary. Please, if you are part of us, if you are part of this very glorious family, if you are a Biafran, genuine in every way possible, then you must endeavor to join us this very morning. You must tell people to also join us. And please do note this very number, +1 347 257 2894. Also, we are on our universal, on our main line as well, which does not change irrespective of where we are. That very number is +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. That is Radio Biafra main studio line. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. These are the platforms through which or by which you will be able to get hold of us. As usual, we are here. We are live and we are direct, but before any advent, as the barrister will say, we must please ensure that we tell our people, our friends, our family who are resident in the United States, please endeavor to tell them that Radio Biafra is live. Let them understand we are in the USA, that we are in New York to be precise, and to participate and be a part of what we are doing. We are also well aware of the hard work that the respective families are doing all over the world. The hard-working zonal coordinators, the hard-working national coordinators, the continental reps who are doing their very best. And then also, we mustn't forget, the Directorate of State and everybody that serves within it. The work you are doing sometimes is not sounded out and praised. But today, I must single out each and every one of you individually who are working exceptionally hard to ensure the coming of their country. Therefore, wherever you are, please do not despair. The work you are doing is exceptional. The work you are doing is very, very critical. The work you are doing is very, very vital. It is important, and we are acknowledging it this very morning. All our zonal coordinators, all of you that serve in your various capacities as the principal officers of state, be it secretary, be it treasurer, be it PRO, any position you hold at all, we do acknowledge your service to your country, and because of the work you are doing, that is why we are here, because of the work that you will continue to do, Biafra will come. Therefore, do not think that anything you are doing is too small or too insignificant or inconsequential to make the necessary impact to be able to bring about the restoration of our beloved country. We are here to ensure that our inscrutable incorruptibility is maintained at all times, that we may continually speak very boldly before everybody, but also critically before our enemies, for whom we are never and can never be afraid of. Very, very critical that the incorruptibility we have established, the fact that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, is something we must guard very jealously. That is why we are unique. That is why Radio Biafra is exceptional. That is why all the heads of states of the world ensure that they listen to us live when they cannot. They get their people to listen to us on their behalf. I can tell you that here in New York, most of the very important people in the Jewish community listen to Radio Biafra. I remember one of our people here picking up a rabbi and trying to preach Biafra to him. And the man said, "This is my mobile phone. I listen to Radio Biafra. Now you prove to me that you are a Biafran. What do you have to say about Biafra?" And this brother of ours gave them a flyer. And he said, "Okay, now I believe that you are listening to Radio Biafra." This is a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, saying that they listen to Radio Biafra. That tells you how phenomenal we are. That tells you that we do not lie, we do not deceive, we do not contemplate any retreat, neither will we surrender. Our mission is very simple: to restore our country to its former glory. Our mission is honorable, and that is exactly what we are going to do. We are going to restore Biafra. This is a live presentation, not recorded. Today's date is the 15th day of October 2014. The time now is approximately 28 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning here, 28 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning in my beloved Biafra land, and the same time also past the top of the hour in the United Kingdom and wherever you are in the world, because the world is split into 24 time zones, and for that reason it will be the same number of minutes past the top of the hour irrespective of where you are today. This is Radio Biafra, and once again my name is Nnamdi Kanu. Wherever you are, please, we welcome you to come and join us. As always, we remain very grateful to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama for the miracles he has continued to work in our lives, for sustaining us, granting us journey mercies, and for the very fact that he has given us the words with which we can preach his own gospel on this very platform. Therefore, we are eternally grateful. We are eternally submissive to his will. Therefore, we will bow, we will kneel down, anything that we can, in absolute submission to his will, because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. Only Chukwu Abiama are we going to praise, because we are Biafrans, and this is the mouthpiece of that very effort. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. And I must reiterate our numbers this very morning, because we are in the USA. This is the number with which we shall use to broadcast. It is 01347257-2894. I repeat, 01347257-2894. This is the number we are using whilst we are here in the USA, and this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, it is my responsibility, it is my duty to welcome you, and that is precisely what we are doing this very morning. Wherever you are, please tell your people, tell your friends, tell your family, tell them that we are live, tell them that we are direct. Tell them that we are Radio Biafra, and we are here to do the will of the Almighty. And also, I hasten to add that our coordinator's line is also open which is Rapid Response 68. Therefore, the full complement of all the lines with which you can get hold of us is now active, is now actually very, very live. When we open our lines, we shall invite you to please call us. We will invite you to be part of what we are doing. And the best way to do that, please, is to make sure that you are listening, to make sure you have asked other people to listen as well, and to make sure you continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel, the best way that we know how, which is to do it in truth, in honesty, with every dedication, with every passion that we can muster, because Chukwu Abiama, mind you, is our God, and this is the platform where we make things possible, where we make the impossible possible. Therefore, please, each and every one of you must endeavor to tell your family, tell your friends, let them understand what we are doing. Let them know the importance of this very work that we are doing, that in the end, all glory and honor will belong to Chukwu Abiama and not man. Therefore, we welcome you once again. And this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We shall move on very, very speedily to go and bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary this very morning. We are reporting today that the Mohammedan Emirates of the North Forum will regard anyone that votes for PDP as enemy of the North. The fault lines are beginning to emerge. The zoo is beginning to break up. The same conditions that prevailed right even before the independence of the monkeys in that very fake entity, because the zoo itself is fake. Nigeria is a fake creation. There was no country called Nigeria until the little white girl named them Nigerians. There is no place or people or a nation called Nigeria until this very little English girl named them that very, gave them that very hopeless name. What happened in the aftermath of 1960, when they claimed they got their independence, is at play once again. Yesterday, the ex-head of state, Abdul Salami Abubakar, is saying that peace is a rare commodity in the zoo. We try to dissect the problem. We try to let the whole world know why peace will continue to be elusive in that part of the world. When we say peace, some people may take it rather very lightly. What we are saying, or what Abdul Salami Abubakar is saying, is that death and mayhem will continue to be portion for or of Nigerians, as a matter of fact. That is what they will continue to experience until Biafra comes. If there is no Biafra, there will be death, there will be mayhem, and it is also very, very critical that we are here now broadcasting from the USA, where they value freedom above any other thing. In fact, liberty, not just freedom. And we are asking them, their government as well, to pay very close attention to what is happening to the children of God in that very damnable part of the world, the Zoological Republic. Those of them in the North, these are people who say they are Democrats. Oh, let us try and do democracy. We are in a democratic dispensation, they will tell you. Why is it therefore that people are saying if you vote for one political party, you are not a part of them anymore? When we went against APC, some people didn't quite see what we were trying to do. Now, the Northerners, the Mohammedans, those of them who are Sunni, Wahhabist, and Shia, they are saying that they do not wish well for anybody intending to vote for PDP, the party of the incumbent. Good luck, Jonathan. What are these Hausa Fulani soldiers doing in Biafra land? They have come and they have killed Staff Sergeant in Bayelsa. Soldier kills Staff Sergeant in Bayelsa. They have come. The Army of Darkness have continued their descent upon the lives of the children of the light. It is important that we bring this to the attention of the world, that the attempt to wipe away the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is continuing. People from Niger, people from Chad, people from Northern Cameroon, people from the Sahel region, even the Janjaweed also, The moors coming all the way from Mali, they are in the zoo enlisting in the Islamic army of the zoo. They have come down to Biafra land to commence or to continue what they have always done, to pillage, to steal, and to loot. That is the only thing they can do. They are there once again, and the staff sergeant have been shot dead as a result of it. We are also reporting this very morning that the zoo is to buy fighter jets from the Czech Republic. The zoo is to buy fighter jets from the Czech Republic. We also continue to present to you this very morning what is happening in Britain following the British lawmakers voting to recognize Palestinian state. Why is it that the British has never recognized any Christian state? Why is it that Britain was against the emergence of the state of Israel? Why is it that Britain always supports Islam? What is it about Britain that predisposes them to support Islam when they do not support Christians? Is Britain actually a Christian nation? I doubt it. Or a Christian country, I would say, because Britain is not a nation, it's a country. Is Scotland a Christian nation? Is England a Christian nation? Is Wales a Christian nation? I do not know. Today we shall attempt to find out why is it that the British always, always, always try to support Islam against the same Christianity which they used to enslave people, which they used to steal. They bring Christianity and they steal. They bring Christianity, or they brought Christianity and they enslaved. With that same Christianity, they pillaged. Why did they not do the same thing to the Arabs? Why is it that Britain is so much in love with Arabs that they never ever touch their resources? The Arabs always controlled their resources. Why is it that the British is so double standard that in fact it stinks? I do not understand. Only them can answer, and their conscience. This is Radio Biafra. We must go ahead to bring you the news in greater detail. But what is making me very, very angry is the fact that Britain unashamedly have continued their brazen and open support, or should I say embrace, of the doctrines of Islam, contrary to their stated secular position on matters regarding religion. Why is it that Britain will support the two-state solution for the Palestinian question or the Palestine issue when it comes to the zoo that they themselves created? They say no to it. Why is that the case? We don't know today. We intend to find out. We shall continue to dwell upon this. And once again, this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. We are live. We are direct. The time now is approximately 20 minutes to 3 a.m. in the morning, 20 minutes to 8 a.m. in Biafra land, and also the same time in England, give or take some few minutes, because I think that the clock on my right hand side is slightly faster than the one on my left hand side. The one on my left hand side is telling me that it is 25 minutes to 3 a.m. here in New York, 25 minutes to 8 a.m. in my beloved country, in the sceptred land of Biafra. And we continue to welcome you now, the news in greater detail. Northern Elders Forum, these are the old people, the old Alamajris, who run the lives of Hausa Fulani people, the cattle rearers, those that drink the blood and the milk of cattle and not the meat. These are the people responsible for the state of backwardness of their people. These are the criminals with foreign bank accounts. These are the turbaned goats who you will see all the time saying one thing or the other regarding unity of Nigeria. These are the ones who are interested in the unity of Nigeria because of what they can get out of it. They don't look like us. They don't sound like us. They are so alien, it is unbelievable. The way they dress, what comes out of their mouth, their mannerisms, their conduct is nothing to write home about. These are the people fomenting trouble. These are the people hell-bent on destroying everybody's lives. Those of us unfortunate to find ourselves in that British creation, they have spoken once again, and we must tell you what they have said. The Northern Elders Forum By northern, they mean the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, not northern that we are a country or part of the same entity. No, we are not. That is their name, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. They have said that any Nigerian who votes for the ruling PDP of Jonathan Goodluck Jonathan, PDP is the party of the incumbent president Goodluck Jonathan, in the 2015 general election will be regarded as an enemy of the North. These are the people talking about peace. Oh, we need to do peace and move along. These are the people that claim they understand democracy. I have said it before. One thing I find amazing about black people is our penchant to turn things upside down. We never quite take things on face value or try to leave them out or act them out in the way it is originally intended. Democracy means the ability to freely vote for anybody or any party of your choice. That is the meaning of democracy. But because when we call Nigeria a zoo and the people that live there monkeys, a lot of people don't quite appreciate, they don't quite understand. They think that somehow we are being very rude and insolent. These are elders with their goatee beard, with their turban. Here you see them saying that anybody voting for PDP, which is a legitimate political party, that that person will be removed from the North because they want power at all costs. It is our turn. I do not know if you go to... I keep making reference to Britain because Britain gave birth to that monstrosity called Nigeria, that nonsensical criminal enclave where everybody who comes from there is a rogue from birth. The British are responsible. So we continue to draw inference from Britain. Nobody can wake up and say, it is the turn of the Welsh people. Oh, the Welsh, the Prime Minister of Britain must be a Welshman or we will not vote for Conservative Party. Rubbish. Nobody can even say that from Scotland. Nobody can say that from the north of England or from the south. The best candidate will always emerge. Why is it in the zoo? Those of them being advised by Britain will say one thing and do one thing in their own country. They will come to the zoo that they control the puppet regime there. Britain will come to Nigeria. They will tell Nigeria, so-called Mohammedan elders that they have in the north, their favorite child, Hausa Fulani people. The British will tell them, insist that the power comes back to you in 2015 or there will be nothing. But in England, they don't do the same thing there. It is that level of hypocrisy we are looking to unravel. It is that level of hypocrisy we are seeking to understand this very morning. The Northern Elders Forum, Hausa Fulani men, the people responsible for the state of hopelessness, for the wrecked economy, for the damaged psyche of the people, they are saying, if you don't vote for a Hausa Fulani man, you are no longer a northerner. And what they're saying is sending a coded message to Boko Haram. Anybody who votes for PDP, go and kill them. I told Jonathan they will kill you. He thinks we are. I'm saying it now and people think, oh, it's one. They're not serious, are they? When it happens, remember to give us credit for it. Remember that we told you so. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. The forum, by forum, we mean northern, bedded, old, Hausa Fulani men, educated in Arabic studies only, with their harems. Most people don't know that there is still harem in the zoo. People here in the USA do not know, the Obama administration do not know that there are harems, that people own a flock of women, penned or hemmed in somewhere the way you have a poultry. You hem them in. Every night, the emir will come and pick who comes to bed with him. In this modern 21st century, this nonsense is still happening in the zoo, and these are the men responsible for it. They are called the Northern Elders Forum. If you look at them, you will begin to wonder the type of planet that these people came from. It's not anything that you would have seen before. These are the same people. It is because of these people there is no electricity. Because of these people that the education system is non-existent. Because of them. They have spoken. They are giving you advice. If you vote for PDP, you are as good as dead. These are from people that claim they are Democrats. Next week, they'll come out and say, we should live in peace. Everybody should do everything possible to enjoin Nigerians to live in peace. That is their grammar.
how's that for? I enjoin Nigerians to love one another, to be tolerant, love your neighbors. These are the same people bringing discord and division and enmity between neighbors by saying that if you vote for PDP, you are as good as dead. Northern Hausa Fulani people. That is why they don't like Radio Biafra. That is why they will go and give money to idiots to try to stop what we are doing. That is why they will raise fake Biafran groups to try to interfere in the work that Chukwu Abiyama said we must do. And that is why they have always been failing. And that is why they will continually fail. Because we are here. We have not done anything wrong. We have spoken the truth. We are, oh my dear God, whiter than white and whiter than snow. And if our hands are clean, if our heart is pure, and Chukwu Abiyama is God that sees the hearts of men even in darkness, then for the sake of what we have endured, for the sake of what we have had to endure, Biafra will come under our watch as consolation that his word is yea and amen, that we have always spoken the truth on this very platform. Biafra will come in our lifetime. That miracle will be wrought in our lifetime. All those people taking from this same day go and they take money. These are the people supporting Rocha Sokrocha. It is here. Northern Elders Forum is Muslim people, the Muslim leaders, that is their name. The Muslim elders in the zoo are saying, do not vote for anybody, only a Hausa Fulani man, only a Muslim, or else you are not part of them. We continue. The secretary, in fact, the forum also said that the Northerners had lost confidence in some of their governors who entered into secret pact with President Goodluck Jonathan to contest the election in 2011 without necessarily telling their constituencies about the unbecoming act. Secretary of the Northern Elders Forum, Professor Anga Abdullahi, made this known during an interview in his office in Bauchi yesterday. According to him, the Northern governors should be bold to tell President Jonathan that he has no right to contest elected election based on their earlier agreement for power rotation between the North and the South in the country under the auspices of the PDP. The North and the South, that is what they are saying. By the South, they are lumping us together with Yoruba. This is the nonsensical political reasoning or political thinking that comes out of the zoo that makes me wonder and ask Chukwu Abiyama, but why? I don't quite understand. There is a political rotation between the North and the South. Are you saying the North, that the North is one homogeneous entity, or are you saying the South because, do I look like Yoruba to you? You're saying the South as if to say that if one Hausa man is in power and another cowardly Yoruba man comes in, it is now the North and the South. Have you seen such rubbish before? Why is there no rotational, not even in Arabic, backward Arabic countries do you have such nonsense? Rotational presidency. One here and the other one there. What nonsense is that? Where have you seen rotational presidency? Where? On this earth? Only in the zoo. Because as I told you, they are animals. Nigerians cannot, they are like animals. They look like human beings. You think they can reason properly, but lo and behold, they cannot. They cannot reason properly. This is Radio Biafra. It was only recently, according to this same man called Ango Abdullahi, that the governor of Niger State, Dr. Muazu Babangida Aliyu, who is currently the chairman of the Northern Nigerian Governors Forum. Everything is not. This nonsense started from Ahmadu Bello. They never wanted to be part of Nigeria. North. They don't care about any other person. If you come to the oil, it is the North. If you come to ministerial appointments, the North. If you come to those that control the money in the zoo, the North. If you come to those that control the seaport, where the goods come in, it is the North. Everything is not. Every minute. Oh, my dear Lord, God have mercy. They don't care about anybody else. They talk about peace and unity, and I hope that Britain is listening. The reason why I am dissecting this very news this morning is to remind the world as to what happens in Nigeria. People don't quite understand it. They think Nigeria is a country full of, retarded Africans, people who can reason properly, which is normal. No, it is not. It is not just that they are mentally retarded. These are the worst idiots you can ever imagine. The capacity to reason eludes them. They don't quite understand it. You have somebody who holds a very sensitive position, a former minister of state, somebody who've actually served as a civil servant in some form of public capacity in one way or the other, coming out and making statements that he will not even ascribe to a mental patient in a psychiatric home. And these are Nigerians. That is the way they reason. In fact, what I say to anybody is that if you want Nigeria, may you have the likes of Anga Abdullahi. May you also have the likes of Hausa Fulani people in your country so that you will understand what we are passing through. As our brother reminded us yesterday, there is no other country in West Africa being governed by a Fulani man. The only place a Fulani man ever became a head of state is in Nigeria. And that tells you why Nigeria is so poor. These are nomads. They don't stay in one place. They are nomads. They don't even have furniture in their houses. If you go to their homes, they sit on the floor. These are the people governing or ruling the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyamba. We continue. Common sense should have dictated to the PDP that there will be 4 years to pay the North back from... Look at how a human being is talking. Pay us back, the North. Who are the North? These are people conquered by Hausa people who themselves we are conquered by. That tells you how useless Hausa people are, in fact, sometimes. I used to praise Hausa people to say they are very good. Of course, their civilization is very old. Hausa people, we are civilized people. We must say the truth on Radio Biafra. How can you... God in heaven... The only place where Fulani people conquered anybody is in the zoo. And I mean to ask Hausa people this morning, how did you allow yourselves to be conquered by people that move cattle from one place to the other? Hausa people, with their long established way of life, their monarchies, their established language, their culture, you knew Islam before the Fulanis came. How come you allowed the Fulanis to conquer you? How was that possible? Is it the same stick they used to drive the cattle from place to place? How was it possible? Hausa people, shame unto you. Shame unto you. This is the consequences. When you allow Fulani to take over your life, you become stagnant forever and ever. The day they walked into the limelight of politics in that very zoo, aided and abetted by the very corrupt and duplicitous British, that day started the terminal decline of the ability of people from that part of the world to reason or be regarded as human beings. The only place we are a Fulani, as our brother, that is why Radio Biafra is the finest university in the world. The only place on this earth where a Fulani man is in charge is in the zoo. And no wonder we are so poor and so wretched. And they want more of that wretchedness. They want more of that poverty. That is why people sit up and say, we are the Northern Elders Forum. We must get the power back. Power that you gave to who? Maybe that the British gave to them. We continue. What are these Hausa Fulani soldiers doing in Biafra land? That is the question we ask. Grief descended on soldiers stationed in Yenagoa, Bayelsa State capital on Monday night when a soldier shot and killed his colleague. The suspect was identified as Lance Corporal Muazu. The surname is withheld of the 423 Battalion Elele Barracks, while the dead soldier was identified as Staff Sergeant Ishiaku Shuaibu. Look at what all Hausa Fulani men in Biafra land waiting to pounce, and we're also waiting for them. That these are the few that will not go back alive. We can assure them of that. Mad people. The incident which occurred at the military checkpoint, always a checkpoint. There is no war going on in Bayelsa State. That is what I find. You see, I am struggling to understand. And that is, I'll ask Chukwu Abiyama. Please, can you bring out the brain of a black person and tell me what is wrong with it? Tell me what is wrong with the brain of an African black man or woman. What is wrong with us as a people? What is the essence of having a military checkpoint when there is no war? When there is no fugitive at large? The only person stealing and should be caught are the politicians. The same people benefiting from the checkpoints. They steal your money, they sell the oil, and they fritter it away in foreign bank accounts. They make your life miserable by not providing the necessary infrastructural development to support your day-to-day economic activities or your pursuit of enjoyment, if there's anything like that. They are the ones responsible for your state of apathy and hopelessness. At the same time, the little money you are able to make by selling dried fish, they set up checkpoints and they take it from you and they give it to the same people. I hope people are following what I'm saying. They set up checkpoints to make money, to kill people. There are checkpoints, military checkpoints in Bayelsa State, when Bayelsa State is not at war. If you go to Hausa Fulani territories in Sokoto, where you have Boko Haram, if you go to, say, Kaduna State, where there is Boko Haram, if you also go to Kano, where there are Boko Haram people, they are recruits, there are no checkpoints. I am struggling to understand the mindset of our people. I am struggling to understand why you will have military checkpoints in Bayelsa, but not where Boko Haram is very, very strong. I don't understand it. I just don't. We continue. The incident which occurred at the military checkpoint at the Bayelsa State Government House back gate on Nokwa threw the area into pandemonium as residents feared the killer soldier could shoot more people. Checks indicated that Muazu, who was on Mufti, had just returned from LL barracks, where he went to collect his duty allowances and was involved in an argument with Shuaibu. Investigations revealed that the absence of two of their colleagues who had left their duty post to attend to personal matters gave Muazu the opportunity to snatch Shuaibu's service rifle and shoot him. Realizing that he had been killed, the staff sergeant, the suspect stopped a tricycle, popularly known as Keke Napep, and headed towards the hospital road. According to eyewitness account, the victim was shot at close range and he died before help could reach him. What help is there? People talk nonsense like having a rescue mission in the zoo. They don't have any medical facilities, so how can help reach him? There is no help. Anybody shot will die anyway, because there is no help in that part of the world. The sound of the gunshot attracted the policeman on duty at the banquet hall, who later intercepted and stopped the tricycle. The policeman initially did not know the shot killed the soldier until the bloodied body of the soldier was found at his duty post and the fleeing soldier was immediately arrested. The suspect was later moved to the Bayelsa Police Area Command, and after preliminary investigations, he was released to the Joint Military Task Force for further interrogation by the military police at the JTF headquarters. Do we have JTF in Biafra land? What are they doing there? They are continuing their murderous outrage. That is what they do. That is how they settle personal arguments. That is the way they operate. If not with their little dagger, their little knives that they carry, they believe in violent settlement of any dispute. Violent settlement. These are Hausa Fulani people. A people that is subhuman. They cannot reason properly, irrespective of their education. How many Hausa poets have you seen? How many Hausa, apart from those in Arabic? How many Hausa writers? How many painters? How many innovators? How many inventors have you seen? Can anybody tell me about a Hausa popular musician? Apart from those singing with a string and bow. Can you tell me any? Any Hausa mathematician that you know? Any renowned Hausa academic you know? If not in Arabic or Islamic studies. And you are in the same country with them. May God help you people. The zoo is to buy fighter jets from the Czech Republic. The federal government of the zoo, the animals that inhabit that part of the world, will soon procure 3 surveillance aircraft from the Czech Republic as part of its border control measures and war against organized crime. Oh God. Organized crime. The only ones who are stealing are the politicians. The only people organizing themselves to steal from people are those in PDP, those in APC. You are the criminals. If you want to patrol the border to stop Tinubu from taking away the money he has looted to foreign bank accounts. If you want to patrol the border against the governors, the so-called House of Reps members and the senators, they are the organized criminals. They hovel together every blessed day. They come together in one accord to steal. Why are you patrolling the border? You want to stop? Go and patrol the House of Assemblies that you have. Go and patrol the National Assembly. That is where the criminals are. Organized crime. Oh my dear Lord.
those organizing the crime are those in political offices all over the land. They are the criminals. They are going to buy three fighter jets from Czech Republic to patrol. Do you even have petrol or the aviation fuel? Do you have aviation fuel for the jet you're going to buy? I'm asking the zoo government. The answer is no, of course. They do not have any, because that is the way they are. That is the type of people they are. And that is what they will do. They will go and waste money and buy dilapidated, abandoned scrap and bring it in, give it to an Igbo boy to fly. They will crush in Boko Haram territory. They will catch him and they will behead him. Mad people. We must continue to bring this news because it's laughable. Minister of Interior Abba Moro disclosed this yesterday in Abuja when he received a delegation from the Czech Republic led by its ambassador to the zoo, Mr. Pavel Mike, and Deputy Commander of the Czech Air Force, Brigadier General Sylvester Jeromir. He said that the zoo would cooperate with the Czech Republic on internal security and border management. They will cooperate together. That means somebody is very, very rich in Czech Republic. If you go there now, this man has a very plush apartment in the Czech Republic, in Prague. That is how they bribe them. You are going to cooperate with the Czech Republic on internal border. Oh my dear Lord God, black people. I don't know. Let's continue. Earlier in June, Moro had told National Mirror that he had secured approval of the zoo to procure the aircraft from the Czech Republic. The minister expressed happiness that after his visit to Czech Republic, the country was willing to cooperate with the zoo in the fight against terrorism. America rejected them. Britain rejected them. Israel failed to offer them any overt support in their purported fight against terrorism. There is no major player who is with them. They now turn to the Czech Republic. Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, the Czechs, you can't take your money. The Czech Republic will go there and take their own share, and they will go and say waka to everybody else. Please, we will not discourage you. The Czech people and their government should go to the zoo and take as much money as they can. That is the way we operate, because we are not human beings. We are lower than monkeys. Our capacity to reason, oh my dear Lord, is non-existent, more or less. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this morning with our news headlines as well. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you wish to participate, if you wish to speak and be heard all over the world, now is your chance to do so. Once again, the number to call is +1 347 257 2894. Our Skype lines are open. The time here now is 3 a.m. in the morning. It is 8 a.m. in my country, in the beloved Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. We are open. We are live. We are direct all the way from New York. If you have anything to say, if you wish to participate in our presentation this morning, now is the time for you to do so. And we will also point to or refer from time to time to the fallacy of Britain in the fact that they have voted to recognize the Palestinian state when they cannot do the same thing to recognize Biafra. Our lines are open, and also I hasten to add our main line itself, which is +44208133996, is also open. And also our Skype, our Tango, is also here. It is open. That this is Radio Biafra. I hope people understand that we are live, that we are direct, that we are open, and that we are willing to take your calls, and we invite you to do so. We have the very first caller this morning. The caller is calling us on Skype, and we must be able to take their call. We have to be able to take their call. That this is Radio Biafra. I don't know what I have pressed, and I think they have gone. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra once again. If you wish to contact us, you should be able to do so via any of the means we have made available to you, via the phone lines that we have advertised, and also through Skype or through Tango or Viber. Once again, the number is +1 347 257 2894. I repeat, +1 247 257 2894.
and I can't just quite understand it. Our line was going off a minute ago, and all of a sudden, believe it or not, it has disappeared. But it will come back. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are here. And also, if the barrister is listening, I know he's a very busy man, of course. If he's listening and wishes to join us, he's more than welcome to do so. And also, we are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you call us on any of those, we will be able to take your call. Our lines are open, and this is Radio Biafra. And we are in New York City, and we are open for business. We will be able to take your call. And once you are able to get through to us, that is all you need. You tell us your mind, your opinion, what you are thinking, and we will be able to take your call. People must call. Our lines are open, of course. I don't know why it's not coming through. There is one here from a number ending with 0289. Don't know what happened. We didn't quite see it. Please try and call us back if you have to. I am going to the line right now to take our first caller for today. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Thank you.
My name is Okelo Steven Onyeka.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling you from Maputo. I called some days ago.
Yes, you did. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm originally from Oba.
Not originally. That's where you come from. You come from Oba.
Yeah.
You are now in Maputo. Have you changed where you come from?
No, I've not.
So that's where you come from.
Yeah, I'm from Oba. From Oba in Idem South, Anambra State.
That's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I must really commend you for the good work you've been doing.
Thank you.
Because I think what you've actually shown us is that he who is a man is who is capable of holding his head when other heads are falling.
Of course.
And I must also tell you that though it hasn't been long I joined Radio Biafra, but from what I've learned, you've really awakened the giant in me, because there is a hidden giant in me, untapped. But from what I've been listening to and the education I've gotten from Radio Biafra, I think each day something is boiling in me. There is a quest, as in there is this zeal to achieve what I've not really achieved. And I think I will die in this struggle to be sure I think I will die in this struggle to be sure that it's something that comes to pass. Yeah, on what I want to contribute this morning, I think if you, based on your own experience and my own experience, because I myself travel a lot, I'm not always fully in Mozambique, though I spend much of my time here because I have a business here. But from what I've seen across the globe, if you go to Dubai, if you go to China, if you go to even Johannesburg, Cape Town, you discover that our people are more of outside the Biafran land. I was discussing with a friend one day, and he told me in our local dialect that Umuibo no no zakali he no no no.
Yes, no.
Yes. And just because we are trying to survive, and we are going into hard labor, as in we face hard labor each day. It has not really been easy for each and for some of us who has been outside. You discover that some people have not really gone home for the past 10 years. They don't know where to go. They don't have any resources to go home. In short, they cannot even pay for their ticket.
I know.
From my experience one day, even someone that resides in Dubai is even begging for money to eat in Dubai, because I was on a business trip in Dubai.
Are you with somebody? So, we can get a noise coming from. Can you tell them that their voice is not live to the whole world? They should keep it low, please, because their voice is being heard. I can hear somebody there with you. They should keep their voice low. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, even from, though the other day you told me that somebody will get across to me via Skype.
Have they done so?
No one has done that.
Then continue the coordination where you are.
then you will meet them later on. Continue. Start. I have told you, start coordinating people. People should stop asking me, oh, I'm waiting for somebody. Start doing something yourself. Malite, start something.
I must confess to you for now, you know, I spoke to you like 3 days ago when you were in Boston, Texas.
Yes.
I think I've more than 20 people that is listening to Radio Biafra. I think they call me each time because it's 8 a.m. here. They call me, is the radio on now? As people are dying to listen to you now. People are dying to listen. Our people are beginning to know because, you know, when I started telling them, I know I got to know about this Radio Biafra from my younger brother that resides in Oslo, Norway. I saw some pictures he took with you when you went to Parliament in Norway.
Yes.
So I began to ask you, Ato by name. Ato, you might know him, Ato by name. He's a young handsome man. So when I saw some pictures, I asked him, what's this picture all about? He told me, have you not heard? I said, had what? He said, Radio Biafra. He added me. So from there, I was picking interest. And the day I gave the Radio Biafra my full attention, everything about me, my perspective changed. My life changed. And I began to think about what we went through. Because I myself, I'm an engineer by profession. I don't want to go, I don't want to talk about what I went through trying to secure a job. The ones that have been sacked because one idiot from nowhere is overheading you. All this other thing. We have no hope down there. My brother, we have no hope. It's in history. I know about my friends during our university days. We built a rocket and we launched it. It's there in Owerri. If it's in a good country, I know that team will be kept so that we can achieve more. The video is there in the university. We launched a rocket during our final year project and it went successful.
Can you still build a rocket, or is it like one of those ones that told me that they can bring down an aeroplane using firewood? And when the time came, we called upon him, he ran away. Do you know those that built this rocket? Because we want more to be, we want to destroy the zoo. We need rockets to destroy it.
I can give you exactly. Uzosike Kingsley is there.
Don't mention his name. Before they start looking for him.
Thank you, my brother. We have a team.
Don't mention his name. Okay?
Thank you. I will not. I will not for security purposes. I will not. But is in me. It's my profession. I read engineering physics.
Yes, go ahead.
But I would tell you experience I had from a Yoruba friend some time ago when I was actually trying to know their perspective about our Biafra. So he told me basically that his grandfather told him that one of their major fear during Biafra war is that the Igbos, they are too talented in technology. The father told him that
we are not, listen, mother, we are not talented. We are the children of the Most High God. Every invention in this world that you know of today that is shaking the whole world must have come from somebody blessed by God. Go back in history and check. It's either they are Jewish or they come from Biafra land or they come from Ethiopia. Go and check it anywhere, any day. Go and check it. Everybody from Einstein, go and check. Children of God is not talent.
Yeah.
It is something that God gave to his children. Please go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, another thing, maybe I will try and research it again and I will send you a link about it because there's this article I came across one day. It has been long, but because of the nature of things, I don't really try to put those things on my brain because I sometimes, you know, when a man's hope is lost, all he tends to do is to see how to put a meal on the table of his family. But I think it's a confession that comes from one of the colonies when he was at the hospital bed dying, when he categorized stated that what they found in the zoo, the Aussas, the way he described it, that the Aussas, they have their emir where one person can control a battalion. They are loyal to one person and something of that nature. What they found in the southwest, that's the Yorubas, they tend to go to school where one Oba will say something and everybody will obey. That one amazing thing they found from the East is that technologically they are good, they are wise, whatever they want to achieve, they achieve. In short, what I want to pick up here is that from his own point of view, the white man, that he described that the Igbos, they are the kind of people that started practicing democracy. You know, in our land, I remember our village meeting, that's meeting Omonna. You can't see where there will be a problem on ground and one person will just stand up and rule it. I see my father, somebody will just ask you and said, Onye dintu ake ifiku. At the end, the chairman will now overrule based on the collective, whatever people have said. So what I'm trying to say is that people from our side, there's one thing in us, the belief to achieve. Wherever we are, we achieve a lot. You understand?
So you don't know that is what the British were seeking to destroy?
They can't, because God has placed you there to enlighten us. God has placed you there to enlighten us. The giant in me has been awakened, because I really want to see how, in short, every day I think about how do I...
Can you still build a rocket or know those who can build one?
Yes.
That's the thing. Now we are talking. And then I'm going to speak to you immediately after this very program. Now you're talking. That's what we want to do. We want to destroy the zoo completely and totally so that they can go and do their PDP and APC in their own land. The only language the British understand is violence. They're a very violent race. So if you're talking to them about peace, they see you as a weakling. They trample on top of you. Any day you use your life to sacrifice, the British will respect you. That is why they love Islam. That is why they love Muslims. My dear brother, do not forget. Call me immediately after this very program. We will go home and build more rockets. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Director.
Thank you. And God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And the whole world is listening. We have another caller. This is a very fantastic call this morning. Please, your name and where
Hello,
you are.
Director.
Yes. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
Sir, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I can hear you, sir.
Go ahead.
My name is Obinna. I'm calling from Benue State. I'm from Monica, local government in Biafra land, Benue State.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I'm so grateful for hearing for you.
Thank you.
You have made me, any day that I'm not listening to Radio Biafra, I see that I'm sick. Every day, I make it a point of duty every time. Sometimes,
yes.
When I listen to the Radio Biafra, the annoyance, the anger that I will be born in me, seeing that if I can start in the fight alone. But I see that it's not something that I can do alone. But like I said, that we should keep on. Because I will keep on expecting you until the day that we lead to us to that promised land, which is Biafra.
Yes.
The name of Biafra, Biafra, today. Director, sometimes, since I started listening to this, I said, what is the reason that they are saying that Nigeria is the giant of Africa? I said, no. In other hand, I think they say giant of Africa. Okay, I said, he's giant by stealing the money, taking the money to the British and the other countries. I said, that is the reason why that they give them the giant. They are giant in corruption. Giant in every other, many wicked men. Nobody is living fine, even in this room. He's suffering day and night. I just pray, may God help us to achieve this our aim. But I always say that I'm not called for long, you know that I'm not listening, I always listen. And I believe that I already decided to sacrifice myself for the Biafra to make sure that we get Biafra. I'm preaching here in Benue, in Zakedam. I'm preaching. By God's grace, a lot of people are listening to the Radio Biafra. By God's grace, any moment from now, we will start. I have get at least up to 4 people that are willing to join me. And myself, personally, I already started to contribute my own monthly. I make sure that every day that I will save at least 500 naira to make sure that the month ends, that I will pay whatever that I gather. Director, that is just what I want to say. I just, if you keep on, in Tikwa Biafra, I will keep on strengthening you. until you take us to the promised land. In Jesus' name I pray.
He say. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Our lines are open. Our U.S. line is also here, but people are choosing to call us via other platforms as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. We say this all the time. Can you please turn your system down? No. They're playing games. They're not quite serious. Not very, very serious at all. That is what happens. Sometimes it could be a Muhammad or a Yusuf who wants to get the glory and blessing from Radio Biafra, because when you call Radio Biafra, you are indeed blessed. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, but where you are is very noisy. Very, very noisy.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Kelechukwu Amiche Onwujinja. I hail from Owerri-Oka in Upper South Local Government, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
I domicile in the land of Malaysia.
You're in Malaysia where you are domiciled. Please go ahead. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the opportunity. I want to use the opportunity to thank you for the good job you are doing for the Biafra people.
Thank you.
And God, Chukwu Adiamo, bless you.
You see?
It was for this very purpose that they sent you. And nobody shall stop the work that Chukwu Adiamo has started.
He said,
I don't know the reason why the British people who are not up to, they are not even up to 40, 50 million in population, will be dictating for their friends. If you go to Europe, many of them, 3 million, 4 million, they have become a nation.
700,000, Liechtenstein. They are not even up to a million.
Yes. Well, yes, that is what I am trying to figure out. Why should they imagine an African, a country in Africa that is still underdeveloped to up to 160 million? What is the benefit for that?
I don't know.
Biafra is not a part of the Zulu Republic of Nigeria. Let them leave us alone. Let them leave us.
But they will not leave us. They will not leave us alone until we make them to leave us alone. They will not leave us alone. They are like a disease. When a disease attacks your body, be it cancer or any other thing, you need to cut it out. You need to attack the disease back. You cannot go and be saying, disease, leave me alone. Malaria, leave me alone. Typhoid, leave me alone. You can't be saying that. You go and take medication. You kill it off. You pursue it. As it's pursuing you, you're also pursuing it. Unless we bear arms, Biafra can never be free. Unless we are prepared to sacrifice our lives, Biafra will not come. As simple as that. That is the only language the British understand and their cohorts. That is the only language you can deliver to them and they will leave you alone. Unless you are prepared to do the unthinkable, they will never leave you. But thankfully, we have men and women prepared to do the unthinkable. Please go ahead.
Okay. Right now, we, the Afghans, have decided that they should leave us alone. Is it by force that they should force us to emerge to become whom we don't want to become? Is it by force? Somebody can let me go. I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I went to Biafra land just about few months ago. Everywhere was dilapidated. There was no road. Even in my former school at UNIZ, it was the old road that was built 1983. that was still there, and it was worse than before. I don't understand.
You need to understand. Go ahead, please.
Don't you, have said that we should get our freedom. Let them leave us. Now, I have you saying about power should shift to North. Power shifting to North. Let them take their power. We are all among them. This is to show you that we are not one. We are saying that Zulu Republic. Who is Zulu? Who is one? If power is shifting to North, they say power shift to North and power shift to South. Have you seen a gentleman been in that power? Have a gentleman been in that power?
The answer is no. No.
The answer is no. But because they were interested in what we have, this is how they were embezzling our resources, what comes from our land, and be shipping it overseas, and be buying 10 private jets, buying all houses in the United States and in Canada and in all the big countries, living a flamboyant life with what God has given to us. How long shall we be a beggar in what God has given to us?
I know.
How shall a man be a beggar in what God has given to him? Whoever that is responsible in this particular thing, British, I cannot forget the foul play. The foul play people have played on us. But at this time, you people should remove their hands on us. You should remove their hands on the integrity of our nation, Biafra. Our people have died so much. Please, everybody should hear this and remove their heads on us, because we have suffered humiliation. I don't want to stop here, because and about all this everyone and the Yoruba, the Odu world. You say that we are one nation. How many of the houses in Yoruba have been by Yoruba man? How many of the houses in the Yoruba have been by an Aniwa and Hausa? Have you ever seen it? You should open your eyes. You should open your eyes and see. They don't receive a shower twice. My people say that they don't receive a shower two times. You make your house encourage, you go and build house in Abuja, you go and build house in Lagos. Then when it troubles, you will be panicking. You will be panicking because of the things you have developed and all other nations. Can you please listen and have a think calm philosophy? Therefore, have a think calm philosophy. That is the only way you can liberate yourself. This is how the next our leader. He went and met an outer man, a friend. After outer Yoruba, they are the one who killed him. The first thing he made is to make an outer man. He's ADA. I don't know what is happening with us. What is happening with Japan? Yoruba and outer are the people killing you, and they are your friends. But I know that Almighty Chukwudema belongs to us. Because after all the things they did to us in 1967 to 1970, where are they? They gave us $25 each person, even if you have a billion in the account. It was giving us every girlfriend was giving £25. But because Sudan now was developed by the girlfriend, all Abuja, Kaduna, everywhere, all the houses there was different, because they were lazy. I thought they can't do anything. They were only waiting for something to happen, to take our property. But I bet you for sure, different. If you build, If you build anything in the Ariwa land or in Lagos, forget it, you're a loser because you don't have a 4-5. Big eyes is not open eyes. To have a big eye is not open eyes.
Tell them because they will not
have a big eye. You can have a big eye and you want to buy jet, you want to build a mansion. Have an open eye and do it in your own nation where you belong to.
I hope they listen to you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Very passionate defense of what he believes in, my dear brother. All the callers, please stay where you are. We have a caller on Skype. We have a caller on the phone. Everywhere we have callers on some lines, we have two of you stacked up. Please remain where you are. I will come to you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear
good
me?
Morning.
The caller?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning. I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Director, my name is Chukwuma Nwankwo is my name, and I hail from Ikenga in Agota local government area and Biafra land.
Wonderful, Ikenga, strong people.
Yes, we are strong people, sir. And I am calling from Lagos, the heart of the zoo himself.
The heart of darkness.
The heart
of darkness is Lagos.
Right? I am the national coordinator of Nigeria. Somebody called from Benue State and I wanted the person to please, if you go to Facebook and inbox me or send his details from Facebook. We will get back to him and give him directive on what to do on how to go about coordinating where he is now.
Give us your number live on air if you can stand the criminals from APC Boko Haram. If you can stand them, go ahead.
Director, you should know me. You should know me that I'm formidable.
Have they not called you yet?
No, but they have called me now. Uh-huh. I finished them off.
They are listening to Radio Biafra now with their pen and their paper.
One of the stupid man called me from the US and was talking rubbish. By the time I was through with him, he repented. He repented, seriously.
Please, go ahead.
So please let him get in touch with me. My number is 080-2321-2441. I take it again. 080-2321-2441.
There is.
So let him call me if he's listening, and I will give him all the necessary support and direction of what he need to do to see that people in Benue State are part of what we are doing. I want to use the opportunity to just appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I know there's nothing we can say here. There's no amount of thank you we can say or appreciation that will actually pay for what you are doing for us. But it's only God that knows how we feel. You have actually done some great things in us. We have woken, like the your brother from Mozambique said this morning, you are woken up the giant in us. And like some of us today, we will not do without listening to Radio Biafra every day. As I'm talking to you now, I'm traveling, I'm on my way to Ibadan. But I am listening to Radio Biafra, even in my car. Anywhere I go, I listen to your voice. I listen to Radio Biafra. And because why I do that is because that is my hope. That is where I hinge my hope. I don't have hope in this entity called the zoo. There is no hope. We the Biafrans, we don't have any stake in this entity. The earlier we know this, the better for us. There is nothing we have done, there's nothing we have achieved, or nothing we have built here in Lagos or built in anywhere part of the zoo that we cannot replicate in our land in Biafra when the time comes. So nobody thinks that even if we lose anything here, that will be the end. We've lost properties in Port Harcourt, and today we have replicated that a thousand times. So that is not enough reason, if anybody is listening to me, that because you have a property in anywhere in the zoo, you will not support this movement. I was speaking to a friend the other day who also owns properties in Lagos. And as I was talking to him, I said, sir, you need this. This Biafran thing is coming, and this is what we have done, this is what we are doing. He was interested, and he told me, said something. He said, I will not mind to lose all my properties in this Lagos state for Biafra. If this is true, let these properties go. Biafra is paramount to me. And as he was speaking, I was seeing the spirit of a true Biafran in him. And that is what all of us should imbibe. We must understand that our future lies in Biafra and nothing more. Our future lies in Biafra. If we refuse to do something, our children will suffer the pain of our neglect and our inactive. Let's understand that Biafra is our future, and Biafra alone is our future. Director, I want to stop you so that I will allow other people to also contribute. God will bless you for us. You will live long. And your family, your wife, who is also there supporting you, will also, God will strengthen her. God will ensure that you live long for us, and we achieve Biafra in the name of Chukwu Biafra.
He say, thank you very much. You have spoken like a true man that you are. We have a caller on the phone. We shall go to the phone. Ugo Chukwu, stay where you are on Skype. I will come to you next. But let's go to the phone. First of all, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, talking to me, Director.
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Good morning, sir. My name is Chukwu Anipe, and I'm calling from Zurich, by the grace of God, the coordinator in Zurich.
Our coordinator in Zurich, our man in Zurich. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to start by thanking you for the work you are doing, and just want you to know that he who called you to do this job, Evo, and Chukwu Abioma will always protect you.
You see.
Those that are praying that this effort will be in vain will surely meet him.
You see.
Because God is not a man. He cannot bring you out at the same time and leave you on the way. I just want to talk about the guy. You just made mention of Liechtenstein, that they are not to a million, you are too far. Everybody living in Liechtenstein, both the owners of the land and the visitors there, they are not 100,000. Everything in Liechtenstein is 100,000. Everything.
Are you serious? Not up to 100,000.
Yeah. Everything, I mean, both the goat and chicken, everything there is not 100,000. Their capital city, which is Vaduz, the population there is 5,000 thereabouts. They have 7 or 9 villages, nothing more. So, everything about Liechtenstein, both foreigners and the people that own the land, oh, they are not even 50,000, for goodness sake. The last time I know, they were about 42,000. But that was like 8 years back. And I know, it cannot be doubled today.
They are a country.
They do things the way they want to have it. And the whole, you know, Nigerian money is there.
Of course, no. Of course.
As well as they are. Abacha, I don't know how you get to know that there is bank there. They bank billions of naira there.
Hold on, this guy, you're making me laugh.
It's a fact.
You don't know how Abacha knew that there is a bank in Liechtenstein. That's where he put it.
Yeah, there's no town in Liechtenstein. All they have is village. But they are a country. And then we have 150 or more animals jumped together to live. How can they ever live together?
Impossible.
It can never work. Anyway, thank you for the work you're doing for Dear Friends. And keep on. I just want to use the opportunity as well to tell all Dear Friends in Zurich that we'll be meeting on Sunday at our usual venue. But before Sunday, we'll write our SMS out. I'm praying and hoping that people will be coming out. Director, you came to Zurich. You saw us in group, but after you left, people are not turning out. But we cannot give up. Few guys are here.
But why is it that when I go to these places, people turn out in large numbers to
They want to see the leader of the girlfriends. You know, our people, they love show. They want to see that man that is talking. Okay. So good number of them want Biafra anyway. For the they are afraid. Simple.
Do you people go out to evangelize?
The way you are going about this Biafra thing, be careful. I said. Anyway, some of them want Biafra anyway. They don't want to contribute their money. They don't want to be known. They just want a Biafra that God will lower down from heaven and everybody's fine.
There are black people. That is the way they reason. Don't blame them. That is why they are slaves. That is why they are content by doing cleaning work. That is why they look after old people in Europe when their children of those old people, in fact, are all over the world partying and having fun. There is something wrong with our brain as a set of human beings, and I want to find out what that rubbish is. Anybody who would not come out to fight for Biafra, you are not worthy to be called a human being. You don't understand pride. You don't understand dignity. You have no honor. And that is why you're a street cleaner in Europe. You have no honor inside you. You're not a human being. And you can never be a Biafran. For all of you that persevered in this, we don't need to be too many now. We just want to spread the gospel. We don't need many people. What are we doing with too many people? No, we want to break a record. We want to show the world how things are done. And it is going to be done, believe you me. We are assembling the hardcore, which is what we need, hardcore. One day, today they are there, tomorrow they are not quite sure what they are doing. We need hardcore. Morning, noon and night, Biafra, that's who we need. And this is Radio Biafra. We shall continue to propel them forward until our Biafra comes and beyond. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too. Bye.
This is Radio Biafra. We continue our work, which is ceaseless. I told Ugochukwu that I will come to him and have done so. He has been waiting for a very long time. Very, very long time. But it is now his turn to speak, and the world will hear. Everybody is listening because we are Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Our director, good morning, where you are, and we are here in China. My name is Ugochukwu Nwajago. I am calling from China, from Guangzhou in China.
Yes, go ahead. From Guangzhou in China, and I will be there next month. I do promise them I will be there. Go ahead.
All right. All right, thank you very much. And we are still waiting for you as promised.
Yes, I'm coming there next month. I'll go to Japan and I'll come to China and also Hong Kong. Yes, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Now, I see you. There are so many rubbish information, rubbish news coming out from the zoo, which is affecting our Biafran land directly. And I don't know if you have gotten enough reason or the information about why the black man cannot reason.
I don't know. Please tell us.
I have a contribution to make on this.
Go ahead.
I believe the black man, let me start with our land. The stupidity we have in our land today is not what the British met and called us the great Igbo people or the great Biafrans. I think that is not what we met. I think the generation today is different because we have been destroyed. Our sense of reasoning has been destroyed by the British because they came to our land. They saw that we are, at least we were humans, and they swore to destroy us. They took us and handed us over to nomads, to idiots, to stupid Hausa people, so that they will continue the destruction they started the first time they came to our land and saw that we were the children of God. So this is the making of the British. And they succeeded with this by destroying any means of acquiring knowledge in our land. We cannot understand, we cannot reason because we cannot learn, we cannot study. We cannot study because we are bad, we are restricted. Every means of studying has been stopped and destroyed by the British. Everything the people learn in Africa and those areas arranged by the colonial masters, all their knowledge is about what they want them to learn. Make sure they their government so that the black people, the black race, will never know reasoning. They will never know reason. They will never know true knowledge. So the colonial masters, which are the British, is their leader, has perpetuated this act. They have maintained this act of keeping the black man in darkness. And that is why we cannot reason. I just think about something. If you have a child and you put that child in a forest and the child is growing with an animal that knows, that moves backward only, that runs, you know, runs facing the back or runs backward only. If the child grows up and comes to our normal world and there is a competition about running backward, the child will be the champion. I think so.
Now, listen, what you said, there was an experiment. I don't know if you are privy to it. I don't know if that's what you're saying. They tried to raise a child with monkeys. And okay, that child ended up behaving like monkeys. When you live with Hausa people, you end up becoming very corrupt. After all, the reason why Othman Damfodio overthrew the Hausa people is because they were corrupt. He said they were too corrupt. They were taking bribe all the time. He overthrew them. If you stay with Hausa people, you reason like Hausa people. If you're born in Lagos, you end up being a coward because you are born amongst cowards. So it doesn't surprise me at all. When you travel from Lagos, you're born in Lagos, you travel to Zurich, they ask you, this is Biafra. Oh, please, I'm afraid. Do you know what you're doing at all? Because you're born in Lagos. You grew up with cowards. You must behave like a coward.
With the fear, the Yoruba fear.
Of course, no. You pick up their fear and you become a docile, willing slave.
Okay, when you grew up with Yoruba people, we become fools like them. How about if they are our leaders, if they direct our every act?
Then we have even the ones unborn become idiots in the process.
Yes. So this is the reason, if our people can get this little knowledge, then everything is done. And I believe our Radio Biafra is doing a lot. Director, I tell you, there are so many people grasping this information, this knowledge, this re-education by Radio Biafra. So many people. I do evangelize, talk to our people, even those in the zoo and those who listen to Radio Biafra. Their thinking is changing at an alarming speed. I think so. I tell you, Director, our people are beginning to understand. Since you started the destruction of the zoo with this truth from Radio Biafra, our people are getting the taste, and many are prepared. Many are getting prepared for what is to come.
Yes.
That is why we cannot fail.
We cannot. Biafra, we can't afford to. Yeah, of course, it must come. He say, thank you very much. Thank you, mother brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Biafra is coming, and rightfully so. We have also other people on Skype. I am going to the person who is on the coordinator's line, Rapid Response 68. The one who is on radio, Biafra 1, remain where you are. I shall come to you. The caller on Rapid Response, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Agota Chimwendo. I am calling you from Lagos.
From the heart of darkness. You are calling us from the heart of darkness. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Agota Chimwendo, go ahead. We've lost him. We have lost him. We have lost him. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Okay. I've got him.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, please.
Good morning or good night.
It's good night. He's here because he's good night.
I don't know what to say. Because I know you're New York. I'm calling you from England.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Your name, please, my dear
sister. Okay. My name is Obi. Yes?
Yes.
I called you yesterday from England.
That is correct.
My contribution.
That is correct.
Later on, I couldn't get through. Anyway, I'm going to be very brief. But first of all, let me just say thank you very much for what you're doing. It is fantastic. I have one thing. I don't have words to describe what you've succeeded doing for the Biafran people. It is awesome. It is phenomenal. The magnitude of what you're doing cannot be underestimated. Now, the last caller said something about the fact that our people think backwards due to the colonialism, right?
Yes.
And it's partly true, but I don't completely agree with that. I'll give you my reasons. First of all, the book I was reading, it was written by William Hewitt. He says, if majority of a particular race of people believe they are somehow inferior to another race, they most assuredly will perform collectively, in quotes, in such a way as to be perceived and treated as inferior by themselves and by others. This thing was written by a white man. Okay? So, yes, we were colonized by the British. They left us years ago. Why can't we go back to our inherent mentality, mindset? Why can't we go back to that? You see what I'm saying? See, I don't want to blame the British. They've done the mess. But you see, we need to wake up. We're all equal citizens of this world, of this earth. No one is more superior. Okay? You have one eye, two eyes, I have two eyes. You have one head, I have. The white man has two heads, just like myself. Because you see, I want my people to get away from this mentality and think of what to do. Okay?
Give us an example. What, yes, in your opinion, what should we do? Give us suggestion.
What suggestion?
Oh my goodness me. We've lost this line. My dear sister, please call us back. We have lost you. I need you to please call back. I believe in what you're saying anyway, bind you. But I want us to be able to deal with it in such a way that our people will be able to understand it, because here, when we teach and preach on Radio Biafra, we want it to go into the bone marrow, not just in the bloodstream, in the bone marrow. I want us to analyze this very news so that our people appreciate what we are talking about. We had a caller who has been on Skype. I don't know if they're still there. Our sister, please, please, please call us back. Very, very critical. I want us to analyze this. It is essential that we do so. The caller, let me see where to go to first. I don't know. Agocha, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Please go complete what you were saying. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Director. I was saying I was appreciating our national coordinator, Mr. Chukwu Nwankwo, for his doggedness, his approach to mobilization here in Lagos ever since he joined us. And he was actually perfect and suit to become the national coordinator, and he was made so. I want to appreciate him. I want to actually let him know that we appreciate him, and we are ready to give all our best in support of all his activities to seeing that Biafrans are well coordinated here in the heart of the darkness and beyond and all around the zoo. I also want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming up this Sunday by 3 p.m. in our Unit 2 in Lagos, Ikeja.
Yes. I don't know your line. Anyway, you're calling us from the heart of darkness. Darkness has taken over. We have lost our dear brother. About to tell us about their meeting coming up in Ikeja. They are doing very well. Those of them in Lagos, they are fantastic. They are doing very, very well. We want to approach our own freedom fighting from an intellectual viewpoint where we can never be defeated in a debate. We arm our people so much that people listen to Radio Biafra. Biafrans go out for debate and Yoruba and Hausa people run away from them. Because here you learn all the tools. Here you learn everything you need to possess in order for you to go out and conquer. We have somebody on the line. They've been waiting for a very long time. Agocha's line is a bit up and down. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me?
Yes, my Ebo director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Okay, director. My name is Roke Anderson. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm one of the artists that mainly released album for Biafran Struggle.
Very beautiful song. Very, very beautiful. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Okay, director. I just want to start with, I just want to commend you of your good efforts you've been making to make sure that our land will be restored for us. I just want to thank you. I thank the entire Radio Biafra crew who has been trying, putting all their best to make sure that the world heard about Biafra. I just want to say, may Chukwa Biama, who have called you people to bless you and keep strengthening you till Biafra come. Director, I just want to say something now. I just want to ask British, just simple question. I want to ask British, I hope they are listening to me. Why are they disturbing, why are they worrying Biafra like this? What have we done to be British people?
We are the children of God. That is why they don't like, they are from darkness. Some of them are, not all of them. Because the British people, an ordinary British person is a very nice human being. Or English, I would say. They are very beautiful, sweet people. Very nice people. It is only their politicians that is the problem. And some of them, once you go into Downing Street, you are possessed by the devil. As simple as that. And I'm not joking. It's not a joke. Once you walk into that place as a very good person, you come out a monster, a raving monster who is mad. I don't know if power gets into their head. God knows what it is. But they hate us. The first people that came, the first British people that came, they hated us the same way they hated the Israelites, the same way they failed to name Africa Ethiopia, which is the proper name, because these three people have one thing in common. We are the children of God, and they don't want to the world to hear about us.
Simple. Yeah, they came to our land. They came to our land and brought Christianity to us, and they forced us to carry out the Bible. And at the same time, they handed us over to the Hausa Fulani people. Since then, we've been in perpetual slavery to these people. Still, up till now, these people called British, they don't want us to go. They don't want us to be free. But one thing, just want to let them to know, director, this time around, we are going to die with British. If we commend our march and the British, they try to do, you know, what they did before, I think this time around, we are ready. We Biafran people, we are ready to die with them. We don't give a damn to anyone.
We don't and give that a damn. Is what they want us to do, and we will not disappoint them. That is what, yes. I love it when people throw down a challenge and you meet it head on. One thing they want us to do is to sacrifice enough lives before Biafra comes, and we are willing to do so. You see, between 67 and 70, we lost many people, but we did not know how to sacrifice lives. This time we have learned how to do it, and we will not disappoint them. They should be rest assured. We will not let them down. They should know that.
Yes.
That we have started, yes, something that is irreversible. Irreversible. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, this time around, this is a promise we are making to them. Let them watch and see. Let them watch and see what is going to happen when we commence our march. If they try to, you know, to do what they did before, they are going to see what is going to happen.
They will, director, not anyway. They will not. Yes. They want us to be an average English person, an average British man or woman wants Biafra. The people we talk to on the streets of England, they tell us they want us to be free and they wish us the very best. But there are those of them who are in leadership who are wondering, are we capable of delivering this thing? Do we understand what it takes? And we're saying to them, yes, we know. First of all, we educate, we sensitize, we inform our people, we make them aware of what we are doing, and then we commence our march, which will be unstoppable. One thing is guaranteed. One thing, that it can only be one outcome. There will be Biafra. That is the only outcome I can guarantee anybody. It may take time once we commence, but there, at the end of it, no matter what you do, eventually the hand must come down. Eventually, my dear brother. Therefore, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. And we continue what we are doing. Our work is relentless. I don't know if Agocha is able to come back to me. If he is, I shall go to him. Can you hear me? Agocha, can you hear me? Agocha, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are here, we are live, and we are direct. And humanity is listening to us, including the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. This is Radio Biafra, after all. Everybody listens to us. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You are on Skype, and our sister should try and call us back from the UK. I want us to have that very conversation. Please go ahead. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on rapid response, I presume? No, not at all. On Radio Biafra itself, please go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I want to thank you so much, and also want to use the opportunity to thank our brothers, our Biafras in the United States, for hosting you.
Thank you.
I also want to thank you. My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Mauritania. I'm the one that called you last time and told you that we are four and we are organizing ourselves, and we have contributed, and I've been trying this life for some long now, but I know a lot of people are calling. Director, what we need is the information that we use to be paying our money. The little one we contribute is ready, so we need accounts that we can able to use to pay it.
Okay, it's from Mauritania, and I believe that somebody, our sister Nenaya, will be able to contact you. I will send your details to the directorate, and I will forward it to the people that will be able to make contact with you, and then you'll be given all the details that you require. You're from Mauritania, you're not from Mauritania, you're living in Mauritania. That is very good. We are spreading this gospel to the ends of the earth, and that's what we want to see. Your participation in this very effort is commendable, and we are very happy today. I will send your details via Skype to somebody, or in fact, what you can do is to send us your contact details, also your telephone number, via this medium as well, via Skype text. Send it to us via text so I can give it to them, and somebody will make contact with you. Will make contact. And also, our people in the UAE, they ask for the same information that you're asking for. Everybody wants to be part of what we are doing, and we welcome it, because Biafra belongs to all.
Okay, and Director, sorry, please just give me 1 minute.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to call our brothers and sisters, those in New York with you. Director, you know what people like mostly, you know, when you visit a country or visit a state, you know, majority of them would like to come and see you. And we are not here to see Director, because Director is doing his best. Director is doing his own part. You are doing your own part. What we are saying is this. You see, we cannot stay on the bed. You will not lie down. I say British is holding you down. This and this is holding. Nobody is holding us. Director, I will tell you, British themselves, they have realized their mistake. You know, what happened in those days? Director, I can assure you, British them themselves, they know they will not come out this time around. Even then, they are supporting us. But you cannot stay in your house, you know, lying down on your bed, you know, and say British are holding you. How will you know that they're holding you when you have never come out? You know, our brothers in New York, it's not about coming out. You come out to see Director, maybe tomorrow or next tomorrow, Director leave, you go back to where he stay, you know, you go back to your house. And no, that is not the way. I want to thank you, our brothers, Mr. Engineer Clifford, you know, you are doing a marvelous work. And I'm saying, you know, our brothers, please, come out, bring out your time, bring out the small thing you have, you know. A tree cannot make a forest. You know, you bring, I bring, you my boy, everybody bring. What are we talking about? And those of you and are sleeping with your use your wife wrapper to cover yourself and say that you don't want to come out because you have a small investment in Lagos, in Abuja. maybe you manage, you have $10,000 and build small one room and parlor. You say you don't want to use it. I'm laughing at you. Your name is sorry. Look at a hero, Gaddafi. Director, this man Gaddafi, he have a building all over the world where he is today. He have died. All the building is vanished. You know, he cannot remember how many buildings he has today. But you are there. Say you don't want to support because you have investment. How much investment do you have? I'm calling on you. You know, come out, support this struggle. Because there's no time. We don't have much time. Maybe January, February now the election will start. Director, we need to show these people that we are able. You know, we cannot. Director, we just scatter everywhere. Like we just scatter, doing nothing. We are doing nothing while we have everything it takes. So that is my contribution this morning. Director, we will vote you. You know, I will give you a number so that you give us the information.
Of course,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
He said,
thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. In case you are joining us for the very first time, the time here now is approximately 4:02 a.m. in the morning. We are in New York in the USA, and most of you are scattered all over the world. The last caller is from... is it Mauritius or Mauritania? I don't know which is which anymore. They all have M to me. No, so it is Mauritania. It is not Mauritius, but Mauritania. This gospel is spreading, and we are preaching it without fear or favor. We speak the truth. We are in America, and we are telling them to stop killing our people with their virus, which they manufacture here in America, and they inject into one poor, wretched African somewhere. Poverty stricken, they jump up and say, oh, there's an outbreak of this and that and whatever. When you took it from here in America, please look for other ways to make money. Killing people to make money is not the best thing. Trying to reduce the world population so that your own children will inherit everything is not a very good way to go. The world is limitless. We should invest in more technology to go and conquer outer space. Maybe to grow food where it is impossible to do before and stop wasting our time. I don't know if they have flown over any of the great deserts of the world. Those places could be inhabited by people. It's just desert because there is no water. They should look to irrigate. They should look to desalinate. They should look for air sinks to purify the air and not waste time concocting bacteria and virus to go and kill black people. That is not the best way forward. We are telling them here in America. And it's also a shame that the president of America is a black man and Africa is being used for experimentation so that U.S. drugs companies can become richer. That is not good. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to speak the truth. We continue to do what is right before Chukwu Abiama in heaven and man upon the face of this very earth. And we thank people, each and every one of you, for having joined us today. We will bring this very program to a close. We shall also reconvene in the evening. I am not happy our sister wasn't able to join us again to finish what she started, which is that the white man left us long time ago. But I put slave mentality or colonialism, I equate it to an Ebola. Once they come and they inject it inside you, you may look normal, but you are carrying a very deadly disease inside you. The best way to cure yourself of mental slavery is to listen to Radio Biafra. And then cleanse yourself. Sachonwege, cleanse yourself from the inside out. And then you are able to confront the stark reality. You are able to meet the truth head on and be able to deal with it as well. Look at everything that the white man created. By the white man, I mean the British. In the zoo called Nigeria. They are the ones with foreign bank accounts. They are the idiots making the lives of ordinary people living hell, more or less. They are the ones that will tell you we are in rotational presidency. They come to America to buy houses, to bank stolen money. They never ask themselves, how come America is doing so well? Do they have rotational presidency? No. And of course, they don't have Yorubas here either. They only come as migrants or to stay. They are not part of the fabric of the society. Maybe that is why they are moving forward.
Nobody will even allow Hausa from. There's no way here now to move cattle about. Can you imagine if you say to Americans, okay, you want one Nigeria, go and bring Fulani people in. And when they are coming, they'll bring their cattle with them. And you come to New York, you see cattle moving up and down the streets of New York, eating vegetable and eating up people's gardens. How would you feel? How will all of you here feel? That is what we are faced with. That is what we are confronting. People don't understand how primitive these people are. How primitive they are. The only place on earth where Fulani people hold any decent position is in the zoo. And they are the most backward. Nigeria is backward. Nigeria is a primitive society. Because of Hausa Fulani people. Very, very backward and primitive. You stay in it and you die of ignorance. Or you come outside and become a voluntary slave forever and ever. That is why here we are seeking to reverse that. We acknowledge all the great inventions and advancement in civilization made by the Caucasian race. Nobody disputes that. That people that emanated from Western Europe have seriously advanced knowledge and done wonderful things. Nobody is doubting that or capable of taking that away from them. They have done exceedingly well. And the whole world is grateful to them for that. But going about and poisoning people with virus and bacteria, going about and enslaving people is not proper. It diminishes the very fine work they have done. It diminishes it. This is Radio Biafra. You will join us again later on this afternoon for us, which is later on this evening for you. And if you have planned to do something this evening, please just go and cancel it. Do you know why? I will be meeting Professor Innocent Odenigbo. Do you know what that means? It's like meeting Obama, Putin, everybody, Angela Merkel, all together. I will be honored to be in the presence of Professor Innocent Odenigbo. Not just be in his presence, we are going to broadcast from his place. Hey, my dear Lord, God have mercy. I will be with Innocent Odenigbo today, not tomorrow. Today here, 2 p.m. in this part of the world, I will be with Odenigbo. Where will you be? We ask you to stay glued to your listening device. If you don't have satellite, go and get one today, because Odenigbo will broadcast with me. We are going to his house, and the wife, the very lovely wife, has prepared for us, and the whole world will be invited into the home of Professor Innocent Odenigbo today. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We thank you for having this in this very morning. Go out and spread the gospel. Tell those around you. Ask them to join us once again. 2 p.m. New York time or Eastern time. I don't know what they call it here. That means 7 p.m. in the land of God himself, the land of Biafra, and also 7 p.m. in the United Kingdom, wherever you are. We thank you for having listened. That is why to us, Biafra is not just a country, not just a space. Biafra is not about a political agitation. Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama, Ekekeligwe n'Uwa, is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And from me here in New York City, it is simply good morning.
just victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra, we shall.